This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has formally recognized that the systematic killings and deportations of hundreds of thousands of Armenians by Ottoman Empire forces in the early 20th century were genocide, using a term for the atrocities that his White House predecessors have avoided for decades over concerns of alienating Turkey. With the acknowledgement, Biden followed through on a campaign promise he made a year ago Saturday, the annual commemoration of the Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day, to recognize that the events of 1915 to 1923 were a deliberate effort to wipe out Armenians. Later Saturday, Turkey's foreign ministry summoned U.S. Ambassador David Satterfield to Ankara. The ministry said Deputy Foreign Minister Sedat Onal told Satterfield that Ankara rejected Biden's comment and found it unacceptable and condemned it in the strongest terms. A statement added that it would cause a wound in ties that will be hard to repair. India continues to struggle with the largest surge in coronavirus cases around the world. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
For the third day in a row, India has set a global daily record with more than 346,000 coronavirus cases. That's according to the tally by Johns Hopkins University. India's total of more than 16 million cases now ranks behind only the United States. Hospitals are being overwhelmed, and even some who manage to find a bed are suffocating with oxygen in short supply. India's health ministry reports another 2,600 deaths in the past 24 hours. That's pushed India's confirmed toll to more than 189,000 people. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. An Indonesian submarine that went missing off the coast of Bali has sunk, according to the country's navy, dashing hopes that its 53 crew would be saved. The Navy's chief said a search party had recovered fragments from the KRI Nangala 402, including items from inside the vessel. Navy officials displayed several items, including a piece of a torpedo and a bottle of grease used to lubricate a submarine's periscope. They also found a prayer mat used by Muslims. The submarine, one of five in Indonesia's fleet, disappeared early Wednesday during live torpedo training exercises about 100 kilometers from Bali. Southeast Asian leaders said Saturday they had agreed on a plan with Myanmar's junta chief to end the crisis there, but he did not explicitly respond to demands to halt the killing of civilian protesters. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Myanmar's senior general attended the leaders' meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. ASEAN leaders wanted a commitment from the general to restrain his security forces. An activist monitoring group says they have killed at least 745 people since a mass civil disobedience movement erupted to challenge his February 1st coup. According to a statement from the ASEAN chair Brunei, a consensus was reached on ending violence and having a constructive dialogue among all parties facilitated by a special ASEAN envoy. But there was no mention of releasing political prisoners in the statement.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. It's getting crowded on the International Space Station, where four more astronauts, including two Americans, arrived Saturday, bringing the total number to 11. We get more from Reuters' Fred Katayama.
Four astronauts got a hearty welcome from crew members aboard the International Space Station after they arrived Saturday morning. The SpaceX Endeavour carrying them docked to the space station early Saturday above the Indian Ocean. It marked the second operational space station team launched by NASA since human spaceflights resumed from U.S. soil last year after a nine-year hiatus. First to enter the space station was Japanese astronaut Akihiko Hoshida, followed by France's Thomas Pesquet and two NASA astronauts, Megan MacArthur and Mission Commander Shane Kimbrough, bringing up the rear. NASA has been operating these flights under its new partnership with SpaceX, the rocket company founded by billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk.
That's Reuters' Fred Katayama. Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.